Christ Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Griff is on sabbatical. He'll be back with us somewhere around the beginning of September, and I'm Lee Maribel, and I'm here today with Tim Chapman, who's known as Mr. Customer Service on eBay. And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. At some point, you probably wondered if your eBay sales were enough to support you. Spencer Applin, known on eBay as top-rated seller 541 Motorsports, started selling from a one-car garage. You hear that, don't you, Tim?
I'm listening.
One-car garage and expanded into a full-sized warehouse with 8 full-time employees. So, Spencer, how does it feel to be the Shine Awards winner in the growing business category?
Felt really good to get it. Definitely a lot of hard work to get here, and it kind of felt nice to get some recognition for it, and definitely a lot of fun.
So, now tell us, what exactly do you sell, Spencer?
So I sell used car parts. Basically how it works, how I get the stuff I sell is if you get in a car accident with your car and it's too damaged to get fixed, your insurance company will take ownership of the car and then they send them to these auctions all over the country. And then people like me have access to the sites and we can bid on them. So I basically get the wrecked cars and then we just take all the good pieces off of them and sell them on eBay.
Did you have a plan for growing your business right from the start, or did you just kind of willy-nilly get started?
Honestly, like, I didn't intend for it to be a business at first. The first car I bought that was wrecked, I just bought it to take some pieces off and put them on my own car just to make it cooler. And then all the leftover pieces I didn't know what to do with, so I was like, oh, I'll sell them on eBay. And it went really well, and I made some good money off those parts, and I just decided to go from there and try it again, and then it just kind of built upon itself from there.
So, because we got a guy here, Tim, right here, who's ready to win the Shine Awards next year. He wants to grow his business. He's doing it all by himself. Do you have help, by the way?
Oh, we have lots of help. All my great employees and my wife are definitely very supportive.
So how many?
But at the beginning, I mean, it was just me.
Okay, and so did you start by bringing on one employee?
Yeah. So I was doing it while I was going to school for business. Got to the point where the one car garage too small, got another one that was right next to it, two cars garage, and that got too big, and I decided at that point to leave school when it was too much work for me to do classes and run the business. Decided to come home, get an actual shop, and that's when I hired my first employee, and then we just kept getting busier and busier and kept having to add guys.
So you were going to college?
Yeah, I was going.
I'm picturing this. You're telling your parents, I'm going to quit school and sell car parts on eBay, and they were delighted.
They were supportive. I don't know what their actual feelings were on it, but they weren't too bad. But from what they told me, they were, oh, we support you. I could feel a little bit of a second guess in their responses, but no, they were, for the most part, very supportive.
You know, Spencer, just about every entrepreneur goes through that. Did you know that?
Yeah, reading other people's stories online, definitely.
Especially when you sell online, people just don't believe it yet. They don't believe it's a business.
Yeah, and so exactly.
A lot of us go through that. By the way, we're speaking with Spencer Applin, known on eBay as top-rated seller 541 Motorsports, and he won the Shine Awards winner in the growing business category. And so, gosh, Tim, that could be you next year.
Yeah, I know. Hey, So Spencer, what are your plans from here? Where are you going to go from here? Are you just keep on growing, or what's going to happen?
I'm trying to grow. So we started out selling specifically Subaru stuff, only Subarus. That's everything we carried. I've kind of slowly expanded into different models of cars. Like we do Mazda, Mitsubishi, different parts for those cars now. So I'm looking to expand to maybe a couple more different types of vehicles. And then we've also just recently started selling motorcycle parts. So those are my plans for expansion. Is I definitely want to get bigger than I am right now. And that's
wow. You know, I saw you on stage at the show and stuff, and you were one of the guys that inspired me. I'm looking up there and I go, oh my, I think I can do that. I'm not going to go after your business, but I can do the same thing in the area that I'm in. And it's like, oh my.
What do
goodness.
You do?
Oh, I do estate sales and
right
swap
on.
Meets and stuff. And I sell that kind of thing. It's so much fun to source, but going further, it's just me. But you are an inspiration to me and to a lot of people. I mean, a few thousand people that are at the, or a couple thousand people at the show.
And it's like, man.
So Spencer, I'm amazed. I'm just amazed at this. So as a Shine Award winner, do you think winning will affect your business?
Oh, I mean, definitely. Like, I don't know if you looked at the prizes for winning. I mean, we get a cash prize, which obviously helps. But yeah. eBay also had a guy from eBay do a complete review of my entire account. And I just got finished up with that last week. And he had all these statistics for people that are customers that have came and, like, how often their click-through rates are and stuff like that. But also some other data that I hadn't had before and gave me some really good ideas and advice for making some changes to my account. One thing I didn't even know about, I thought I was completely registered for the global shipping program for all my items. Well, that guy let me know that only about half of them, for some odd reason, were global shipping program. And I sell quite a few parts through that, but only half of my inventory was eligible for it. I had no idea. So, I mean, that's definitely a big help. But
yeah, Spencer, I'm sorry, but can you go a little further into that? Other people are going to be listening here, including myself.
Yeah,
Man,
I would recommend calling in and asking them to maybe review it. He wasn't even entirely sure what the issue was as to why. We were looking through the settings on my listings, could not figure it out. I know we list, like, I have three guys that are listing stuff on eBay, so we have different computers.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I can think of is some weird setting or something was checked on some of my listings, but I've got so many things online, about 30,000 or so. It's not something that I check up on regularly.
How many helpers do you have?
So I've got 8 employees. We've got 3 guys that sell stuff on eBay, or list stuff on eBay, I should say. I've got a couple guys that tear down the cars, a couple of them that take pictures and clean the parts, and then one that kind of grabs all the parts out of inventory and helps me ship.
And what do you do?
He's the man.
Majority of my day.
He's the guy.
Trying to change your life, Tim. I'm sorry. What do you do?
Spencer, go ahead.
Most of my day is shipping parts, answering eBay messages, answering phone calls. I'm kind of like the final quality control. I really like to do that. I could have someone else do it, but I'm stickler with that because I like to just make sure every part that's going out is exactly what it should be. And so that's what I do.
Oh, very
so that's
good.
Like the CEO of a company.
Yeah, he's the man. That's it.
You're the man.
Guy. He's the guy. So
that's awesome that you do estate sales, by the way, because that's what I do for fun on the weekends.
Yeah, so they're fun. I know.
Estate sales.
You're kidding me.
It's so much fun.
No, I love finding hidden treasures, and I sell them on eBay. I have like another really small eBay store where we sell stuff that we get at the estate sales.
So as a Shine Award winner, what advice do you have for our listeners?
I mean, honestly, I would just stick with what you know. Me, I know car parts, so I'm focused directly on that. And then the other thing that I find I slack on every once in a while is just getting the stuff online, like, especially when I didn't have guys helping me, like, really focus on getting the part online. It's really fun buying it and knowing, oh, I can sell this on eBay or whatever, and then it sits on your shelf for like 3 weeks before you put it online. I find myself doing that a lot, so I mean, so I really try to emphasize is getting it online, because there's no other way to sell it.
List, and list again. Exactly. So Spencer, you're married?
Yep.
Children?
We're going to have my first child in about a month.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations
on that.
Now, I want to tell you, if you go back in history and look at the history of family since the beginning of time, you will find that from the beginning of time, young children have helped with the family business or the family just existing. For instance, as soon as you were old enough to go to the well and get a bucket of water, that was your job. And so please know that little kid that you're about ready to have will be ready to help you with shipping in about 5 or 6 years.
Or in the meantime, he could just look good for pictures.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So definitely get true. That drawn.
Hey, Spencer, I do have another question for you because it's kind of where I'm at. When you hired your first employee, you know, how did you go about doing that?
Well, my first employee was one of my customers local. So that's
he was your customer?
One of my regular customers. I ended up hiring him, and he still works for me. He's worked for me since. He's my first employee and still works here, and he's kind of like my second in command.
So it just kind of happened? I mean, I don't know.
It was one of those things where, honestly, I needed a little bit of a push for it because it was definitely a big step to hire
I'm in the same boat. That's what,
Yes, you are.
I basically had to, have my parents and one of my good friends that had a business right down the street from me just be like, dude, hire somebody.
See?
That's basically
I know how you feel. I'm right there.
So
right
what
now.
Do you think, you two? What do you think? Let's ask Spencer first. What do you think was keeping you from growing your business? Analysis paralysis?
From that standpoint, it was just, before I hired an employee, what was keeping me was just, I don't know, just doubt, self-doubt, and it wasn't necessarily warranted because obviously it worked out for me, but definitely just got to trust what you're doing and just work at it.
So the worst thing that could happen to you, Tim, is that you will hire this person, you'll have it in your bank account to hire the person.
Yeah.
And if it works, fine. And if it doesn't, you're right back where you started. You're not losing anything.
I know. I'm not losing.
Yeah, except that you have an actual person, and it's not like it's buying another piece of equipment or something.
I understand right. that. He and I were talking about what it means to be a boss earlier before we went on the air today. Okay. There's a lot more to it. I know. And you're responsible, right, Spencer? You feel responsible for your employees. It's true. But you know what? If you don't get help, you're never going to grow your business.
I know.
No one person can do thousands.
Yes. An octopus, come on.
You can't, you know. Well, listen, thank you so much, Spencer Applin, winner of the Shine Awards in the Growing Business category. Thank you. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, a business based on giving back when we return with more eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think we're going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, BULQ.com, the easy way to source.